Okay, welcome to the use case realization call for November 6, 2019. We have Sashu, the PTL from SO here with us. He's currently in China, so it's 11 p.m. Thank you so much for joining. It's very late in China for Sashu, very, very late for Sashu right now, so we're just jumping right in to the meeting. We had a pre-meeting on October 30th, 31st, where we were discussing these things, the SO impacts. So we'll be going through this page basically where you have a chance, you know, those people working use cases, you have a chance to ask questions of Sashu, and Sashu can, you know, ask questions back of a dialogue with things that might be SO impacting, or if you are not working on something that impacts SO, you can listen and learn what's going on. Okay. All right. So with no further ado, let's see. For plug and play, we did discuss last time. We said that there was a change to the onboarding definition of the BPM and workflow. So I met with the Nokia development team actually, and they clarified a little bit that they're basically, they're changing the way, what happened? I hit some weird button here. Am I in edit? Oh, that's what's going on. I didn't edit. Okay. So they said that there's a change to the onboarding definition of the BPN workflow for PNFs. And sorry, I should just spend a minute or two to see who's here. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Wong, Oscar, Sandeep. Okay, and Fred. All right, okay. So for plug and play, I think we're good. I had talked to the development team and they kind of clarified a little bit. I updated the wiki page and they mentioned the change to the onboarding definition of the BPN workflow, migrating the existing workflows and existing building blocks. I asked them to, I guess there was a presentation made to SO and I asked if they could load the slides up, and they said they had to do some digging to find that from Lukasz. Lukasz Grek, I guess, was the one working that. So when I get the slides from him, I'll upload here.
I have a link of it in one of my old weekly meetings, so I'll also try to find it.
Yeah, if you could do that, that would be great. And you can just link it here. That would be great. Okay.
Let me try and find it out.
Right. Okay. And we had some discussion on October 31st about those BPN run workflows. So the MDON's use case and Oscar had some questions also about how big or small would this be and which use cases it impacted. We had some discussion there. And so I think we're good there for plug and play. I think we understand what's going on. There's an open ticket and it's not so much refactoring, but this is the wording that the Nokia team gave me. So there were kind of two things. So Epic 3A was about this, and the other thing that's happening is this, migrating these existing workflows to existing building blocks. Okay.
Actually, when we were talking of the refactoring, this is what it was. The 3B, which you're trying to put it, is what I refer to as refactoring.
I see. Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions about that?
So it seems like there are two different areas then around these SO workflows, but do they have their own Jira issues then?
Yeah, 3A and 3B? Do each of these have their own Jiras?
They seem not so closely related, actually.
Yeah, let me see. That's a good question.
No, I don't think they are separate. That's a good point, Oscar. So I'll take it as a point on my side. I'll actually put them separate stories for this.
Okay.
Because one was actually coming up from before when we decided Adalto as a maintenance branch, we had raised a request for the 3B. So 3A part is what we have to make it actually. Yeah, you see refactoring, the PNF handling, refactoring, generic support for multiple domain.
So it's 2339, this the other part.
And then there's a task 1838. You can see the PNF handling refactoring, right?
Okay. Yeah, the PNF,
yeah. So 1838 is the one which actually had it as internal.
2338,
yes. Okay. That's the same
one. Jira 2339. Okay. So 2339. Right. All right, so we insert that there. So are you saying we need to open up a new one for one?
This 339 is not, it's something to do with the DMAP here. It's not PNF alone, right? Just open that.
Oh, okay. All right. This is a different task. It's a different task.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it's move BBS for close to a workflow. This was different. This is not related to PNF alone. This is...
Okay.
I said 1838 is the one which is a task. It's not a story. You can see it's a task. If you open it, you find that it will be task. The task is what we have identified as a...
So 1838 is the task for...
The PNF, yes. Refactoring and general support multi-domain.
So this is applicable for SO 1838 is what you're saying. Both of these are, and you should open up a new one is what you're saying. Is that right?
Yes. We have to make it more explicit. As Oscar said, yeah, that's a good point. So I'll actually make it more explicit.
Okay.
This was a task which was identified initially, but we could not do it in Adalto because Adalto, we didn't want to have too many code changes.
Okay.
No, before Adalto, in fact.
Oh, okay. All right. So the action basically is that you're going to open up a new ticket. Is that right? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'll create new story basically. That's it. I mean, ticket is already there for this to track, but to make it more explicit, we can create a new story. That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. So let me just.
I cannot do it today, actually.
That's fine.
Okay.
And actually, what, like, I was on the ANA call just now, and we have, since I had one of these powwows with the use case teams and Jimmy, the PTL from ANA, we've been just using this page and editing it as we go along, just to track progress of information basically, and he's found that useful to just keep tracking that way. Okay, so for PNF software upgrade,
can you send me this link also once again, Ben, so that I'll also
sure, of course,
keep it track. You can put it in chat so that I can make it
sure.
Ben,
yes, okay, hold on. Give me just 1 millisecond, let me just copy this for Sushu in the chat here. Copy link location, open the chat window. Paste. Okay, this is the where we are. This is the page that I'm editing right now. Okay. All right. Was that Shinmao speaking?
Yeah. Me. Okay. That's okay. I'm rolling down because this minute is a long page. It's a long page.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of missed the questions. Were asked last time.
Okay, so right now we're just going through the SO impacts, and we're just on this PNF software upgrade one that we're about to go to.
Okay.
Okay, so for PNF software upgrade, I think we had said there was a presentation made to the SO, and Sushu had some questions, and I think there were a number of Jira tickets already open for this, and the wiki indicates the actual wiki page indicates a number of things that are happening supporting a generic CM workflow, SO API extension, SOBP for download, and an API change. And I don't know if Zoo isn't on yet. Is anybody, Oscar maybe?
There was this comment that we should take into account that we also need to plan for the different types of testing and possibly bug fixing in the release candidate phase and so on. So I have forwarded that to the team, so they are aware of that expectation. Regarding question how many developers, I can't really say much more than last time that we have multiple developers working on the use case, but as the use case is covering not only SO but a few other components, they might sort of move between the projects. I cannot say that a certain number of developers will at all times work on SO, but I think we expect that we have enough resources to complete the tasks.
Okay, Oscar, good point, but I'll tell you my practical problem which was there with this was when we usually move the teams, the resources across the teams, right? The problem with ONAP is that the technologies are totally different. I mean, the expectations across these projects are totally different. So the expertise which people get from one project will not be sufficient for completing the task in other projects. So that's my concern. Right? Because we should actually have, like, for example, a guy who's very good in SDC may not be able to code in SO that well. It'll take some time. I'm not saying that he'll not be ready-made. That's what I mean to say. So that's one concern which is there. In case we have to complete this requirement within the time frame, then we better onboard people with the required expertise as soon as possible.
Yeah. So I know at least one of our developers have worked on SO before, so he's very familiar with it.
In fact, this will be more of not just SO, this will be a problem for any of the other projects also, Oscar, right? Because we know the technologies are totally different. The way we do it is totally different.
Right. Okay. All right. A couple of people joined. All right. Any questions from anybody else for PNF software upgrade? I think we have a lot of tickets. Sashu, did you have any questions about any of these tickets? Did you want to look at anything?
No, not for M1, but we will actually have more brainstorming in the coming things because that's where we'll be going to the details. So for M1, I think I'm okay.
Okay.
In fact, one more point I want to make is I have already put some of the stories, the function features as a part of M1, which is tomorrow. I have already updated the wiki page.
Okay.
So that's the one which I right now have accepted, or that's one which I right now know as part of the release candidate of Frankfurt for SO. So software upgrade is surely there in that.
Okay, great. Then configuration with NetConf.
Hi, Ben.
Yeah.
This is Yao Guang.
Yes.
Beyond this impacts, I think there are one thing I want to say is there is a new API impacts in SO. Mm-hmm. Okay. So because we make contacts with Zoo every week, we discuss this use case in a separate meeting, right? Mm-hmm. And in SO, there we would provide a new PNF customer workflow API. So that's
custom
workflow API.
Okay.
All right. This was not discussed before. I remember Oscar when you presented this, it was not discussed, right?
Is there a ticket for that? Is it one of these tasks? Do you know?
So, yeah, I think it was mentioned in the SO presentation a couple of weeks ago that I think we're talking here about northbound API to trigger a PNF workflow.
But I didn't know it was new. I mean, we didn't discuss, as far as what I remember, we didn't discuss about a new API being introduced. The understanding which I had then was like we will be using existing workflow thing, and maybe we require some amendment to that.
So it is the same principle, I think, as for VNFs. But if you look at the URL, then you would have a PNF instead of VNF. I'm not sure if that is what has to be
This API is for what? This API is for what? Which operation? The software upgrade itself?
For PNF software upgrade.
Oh, it's a part of the change management requirement then, actually.
Yes, but in change management use case, they focus on the VNF.
Yeah.
And there is already one workflow API for VNF. But in Frankfurt, Zhuan Mi want to propose to add a new one API for VNF.
That's right. So what
for
I'm
VNF
saying
or PNF, would you say? Oh.
PNF.
Yeah, PNF. Yeah.
PNF. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Oh, that's what. As a part of change management, I know that this software upgrade and software version change was actually taken into consideration for Dublin branch. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna reuse the same thing, or you're gonna change that API, or is it like you'll be introducing a new API?
A new, yeah. Sishu is a new API. We check the code in Dublin, and the VNF workflow API is just for the VNF. In place software upgrade can't be used for PNF. So,
okay, maybe this we can discuss. API freeze, actually, we have some more time, M2, so we can actually discuss on this later on in the coming weekly or something. We'll discuss on this thing.
Okay.
I'll not object it right now, but I want
to. API freeze is M3, isn't it?
Three
is API freeze, yeah.
Yeah, API freeze is M3, but we want to discuss this before M2 so that we understand the implications.
Sure. Okay. Great. Thanks, Yao Guang. Yao Guang, is there an SO ticket for this piece of thing that you're talking about, or this new API?
Yeah, maybe 2072 or 71, I think.
Okay. I can look really quick. I think if I just open up this PNF software upgrade page, maybe it will say what those are. Maybe I should have, let me see. 2070.
You can refer to SO, yeah.
Not here, right? This one? 2072?
71.
SO extension. Yeah, okay, 71.
That's right, it's an extension. I mean, I remember it was extension, not a new API, actually. So, maybe that part is what we have to discuss on.
Okay. All right, great. Any other comments for the PNF software upgrade? All right, great. So moving on to configuration with Netconf. So Oscar had listed in the wiki page that there might be some changes. And last time on October 31st, we discussed that was because there's possibly an impact maybe from the refactoring of SO work from the plug and play use case. And Oscar wanted to know if there's some cross interaction there. The use case itself isn't proposing any new functionality, he said. We're just trying to understand the impact due to the refactoring work based on the plug-and-play use case. And so this is the reference of the presentation from Lukasz from Nokia.
Yeah.
So now do we know better? Is there...
I am aware of one presentation from Lukasz that was maybe already from the DDF earlier this year.
Okay.
That was for 3A, not for 3B, the refactoring. Uh-huh. So maybe the refactoring there is no presentation yet for that.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay. I'll check. I asked already, I met Tuesday, yesterday. I asked them if there's some kind of presentation. They're looking right now. Okay. All right. So this is still an open point maybe, right? Needs investigation to see if the PMP use case epic 3A, 3B will have impact. All right. Okay, so
impact will be testing effort, right? Here it'll be more
yeah,
of testing.
Yeah. Will be testing effort. Okay. So we'll just mark this as it needs some more look. Okay. So service modeling. So this is just pure modeling work. So there's no but then you said Sashu said maybe it might impact the model. Yeah. Right. Okay, so we need to I'm leading this one, so I'll keep in touch here. So investigate if model changes will impact us. So, okay. Assumption of the model. All right. And so I made a presentation, Sashu, to the modeling subcommittee. I can send you the presentation I made, and maybe that'll help. Modeling subcommittee, I made it last week, and it was November, October 28. Yeah. Okay. Bulk PM. So Ericsson is leading the bulk PM use case. There is some indication on the website, on this wiki here, that the workflow shall update status attribute in ANEI, orchestration status, and at least for PNFs expected the SO workflow should be updated to set this new attribute.
And this looks like more of a defect fix than a bigger change, actually. If you're talking about orchestration status, and from what is written here, I didn't come across this requirement before. But I want to confirm how much is the impact. I mean, if it's only this part which is written on this, it looks like a defect fix. Otherwise, it's okay.
So it's the same thing I have talked about previously in the SO meeting. So we conclude that for PNFs specifically,
okay,
there might be this gap, or even we could mess almost go to bugging.
So for PNFs, there might be a gap. And so these are the things listed on the website.
Yeah, but it should be fairly accurate. And then you have the gyre issue since before. Okay. So what we did discuss also in this last week is that again that could be dependency on the refactoring for the PNF workflow.
I see.
And then it's actually possible that this gap disappears, that it's automatically fixed, but we don't really know that yet.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm gonna just note that there, and so I think as we investigate this more, we'll have a better understanding maybe, right, of this. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Marcy. So this is one of the use cases that we have in the PlugFest in December. And so I just wanted to see, I want to make sure that, we're still on track for demoing something in December for this.
Yeah, I can comment on that. So the new functionality that we're discussing here for Frankfurt is not planned to be included in the December demo.
Okay, and that's fine. But what vendors are participating in that December demo?
What?
I know Ericsson is, and do we have...
So Marcy, actually, there's a whole... there's a number of discussions we've had on that, and you can listen to a whole recording where we spent a whole hour discussing that. So if you go to... this page that I'm about to put in the chat. You can listen to and read about that discussion. And I've also linked in other sub-discussions as well. That was October 16. And that answers some of the questions you're asking here. There's also going to be another call dedicated to that next week, actually. We're going to talk about, on the same call, Tracy Van Breckel and others working in the demos will be on this call discussing.
Okay, I need to get on that call as well. So,
Yeah. So if you go to the link that I just put in the chat for the October 16th call, there's a whole recording, an hour long recording of us talking about who, what, when, where, why, how, and lots of discussions about those sorts of things. So there is talk about the demoing the bulk PM in, you know, sort of the basic bulk PM use case. But I think, you know, for all of these use cases, we're not really trying to demo the R6 stuff because it's still in definition and development, but rather demos the sort of more basic stuff, which I think we have demos. We have done demos for already, or the content is demoable from R4, R5 stuff.
Right, right.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
So,
okay.
So this demo is not a regular demo, or?
Yeah. So, not a regular demo. I think the last time I was involved in this demo was about a year ago. So maybe they have more of these PlugFest, but this is the first ORAN PlugFest thing. So if you go to that link, it'll describe the motivation and why it is and things like that. So, okay. I think we got to kind of move on though.
What do you mean by regular demo?
Let me see what, maybe we shouldn't derail this meeting here, but there's a PlugFest here, and I'll just really flash it up really quickly. So there's basically this PlugFest that's planned between ORAN Alliance and ONAP, and there's a number of use cases that are being shown, and they're trying to show off O1, and they're trying to show plug and play and PM bulk request, fault config, and OF and working group 4. So I don't know if this will be a regular thing. There may be more demos. This is the first that I know of its kind, the ORAN plus ONAP showing something.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah. Okay. All right. In the interest of time, and it's very late for Sushu, I think we need to move on here. So end-to-end network slicing, the wiki page did indicate some changes to SO, and these are the things that I copied from there. But I do know that network slicing has undergone some change right recently because they're looking to merge the CMCC proposal with the AT&T MDOX one. And there was a presentation made to the architecture subcommittee recently, and there will be a presentation. I know it's late for you, Sushu, but there's a presentation will be made in November 20 for this updated network slicing, which you can listen to the recording too, so you might want to do that. And I think they'll have
an architecture meeting yesterday, so I have got the update on this.
Okay, great.
I think Sushu is fully up to date of the latest developments, Ben.
Okay, great. Okay.
So you're right that the original scope has undergone some changes. So anyway, I think we will discuss with Sushu offline to work out the detailed impacts.
Okay, great. All right. So thanks, Swami. So Sushu, did you have any additional questions for Swami while he's here?
No.
Okay. All right. And Swami, the 2281 is the ticket that's dedicated to us.
The only thing is, one update. We need to create epic and then stories. One story alone will not be able to handle this entire stuff.
I think it is an epic, if I'm not wrong, Sushu. We have to create stories, Sushu, once we finalize, right?
Okay, so 2281, is it epic or is it a story? Can we check that?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe that's fine. I mean, in the interest of time, we can check it later. That's fine. I mean, that's only.
No, it'll only take a second to do. So I already have this page up. So,
it's an epic. Yeah.
It's an epic. It's an epic.
Then fine. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So there'll be additional JIRAs for the stories, right?
Yeah.
Is what we're saying. Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions about network slicing and the impacts to SO? All right. So next is the 5G NRM. Yao Guang, I think, is on the call. Yes. Yao Guang, did you want to?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you open the Wikipedia?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Add a section for the SO impacts.
Oh, great.
I think that, yeah. It's quite similar with the PNF software upgrade. Okay, mm-hmm. Can go to the section for SO impacts. Mm-hmm. Go down. Okay. Yeah, here. Oh, yeah, it's four impact. And one and two is for the workflow specification API. The first one is to retrieve the workflow, and the second one is to trigger the customer workflow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also check with Sishu, is this API in the SO or not?
Sorry, are you asking me? I didn't get you.
Yeah. The second one.
No, we don't have the specific to PNFs.
Yeah, so I think that's what we propose to this API for the PNF to trigger the customer workflow.
Yeah, I think we discussed about this sometime before, if I'm not wrong, right? You and me had a discussion about this. Okay. But I think we didn't make it in the SO team. Maybe one thing we require to make it in the SO team so that the team is aware of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I'll mm-hmm. we'll actually keep it on the agenda and we can discuss on this. Sure.
Yeah, Ben, you can remove the first, the two, one, two, four. Yeah, you can just keep the new one. Okay.
These were listed in. These were listed up here. Did you need to update these as well? I just cut and paste from these.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So these four, where I cut and paste the SO impact here.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing is, it will not be part of this. Actually, the new building block for PNP is what we are doing from Nokia. Enhanced workflow specification API is also coming from the 3A, 3B, which we talked about. Mm-hmm. So it's not a part of this requirement, but they'll have impact because of this. So there's a testing effort involved in 1, 2. Mm-hmm. 3 and 4 is what we have to dig into.
Okay. So, yeah. So Yao Guang, maybe you want to update this text here to come in alignment with this text here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... do you understand? So I think this is different than what you're saying here, right?
That, yeah.
Right. Okay. So I'll delete these top four, right? And then I'll keep the bottom four, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So the top four also will have impact, Ben, because the top four will be having the testing effort will be changing on based on that.
Oh, okay.
Right, because if there's a new building block PNP instantiation, only when the change happens, as I said last time to Oscar also, right? Depending on what is the change of it, we may have impact coming in, because all these are parallel activities. So I want to ensure that people are aware of this impact.
Okay, so maybe you need to touch base with Yao Guang to make sure that, and this is why I think this kind of meeting is useful, so that we identify, you know, what changes and stuff are accurately.
So for the same reason, actually, I wanted to have a common discussion meeting inside SO so that we can discuss of all the impacts and make a deal accordingly.
Okay, maybe I'll just write that we need to meet with Yao Guang still to get some clarification on what's actually in this box here, whether it's this plus this or some combination of text. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. And then let's move on to, where's my cursor here? Okay. So licensing management. So licensing management, as I understand it, is a pure modeling and maybe some architecture work in R6. Again, you consume the model. Does that mean that there might be impact?
I think for licensing, we'll not have a direct impact from SO because the licensing which we're talking about is for VNF and the vendor-specific thing, right? So I don't think SO will have an impact, at least for R6. At least for R6,
okay.
I don't think.
Okay. Service Resolver, I didn't see anything on the wiki page, nor was there anything.
There is an impact, but I think it's not in scope. It's not that no impact.
Okay.
SO has impact, but I think it's not in scope. So I want that wording to be changed. Yeah.
So in other words, it goes to Guilin. Is that what you're saying?
Sorry?
So are you saying that the SO changes will be pushed to Guilin?
Yeah, Guilin branch. Yeah.
Okay.
No, but again, it depends on that. I cannot comment because that has to come from the use case. So we didn't have any discussion on this as to what is the future plan of it, right? So maybe we can remove that.
Maybe you need discussion with the use case team.
I had discussion on this. We require to have the use case coming up. So discussion, anyways, me and Rani have discussed about this already. We know the impacts and all. But the use case as such, on a holistic, we have to get that approved.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I think it's enough to say you had a discussion, but right now it's out of scope for R6.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
That's a good statement. Yeah.
All right. All right. So for chain for scaling, I saw on the wiki page there's a new CDS actor selection for scale out, I saw that I think this wiki here indicates that you've committed, but there's no JIRA created yet. Does that sound familiar? Do you want me to open up the page?
Because there are too many scalings actually happening. I
want to see this. Sure. Okay.
There was one from Yuri. Yeah. Is it coming from Yuri actually?
So it says for SO for this Yuri, right? SO says that basically it's committed by you and that there's CDS actor selection for scale use case. So you understand what this is. Okay. I don't know that there's, for M1, you're supposed to have JIRA tickets created. There probably needs to be a ticket created for this task.
I think Yuri has created tickets already for this, if I'm not.
Okay. Okay, maybe you need to check. All right. So for Marvel service chaining, I didn't see anything, so I'm not sure. So for BBS, there is apparently supposed to be some change, but
I didn't hear about the BBS 2. Actually, they were supposed to have some impact, but I didn't get the latest update on what is the change which we are expecting.
I did manage to mention to Chakar that the wiki page needs some update. So he, I think, is going to be looking into that.
But I didn't hear. I mean, anyways, for BBS, I don't think I have any commitment right now.
Right. Okay. So this is probably something that's an outage, right? So potential. If this might be an outage, because the use case team itself says that so my spreadsheet says that there's an impact. When I originally contacted the team, they thought maybe there is SO impact. The wiki page doesn't indicate anything. Well, the wiki page is just a PowerPoint slide.
I know there were some items which we kept for Dublin, which we have to take up, but I am not sure whether we have to do the same or not. The scope is not different. I know that there are some open items for this BBS. But what to do in F-release is what we have not yet decided.
Yeah. Okay. All right. CCVPN, same thing. I didn't find, and control loop, I'm not sure if there were impacts there.
This is Xin.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
A CCVPN extension, that sub use case, as far as I know, there is no SO change from that part. Okay. So maybe we need to further confirm with Henry, but as far as I know, no.
Confirm with who?
Henry Yu.
Okay.
Right.
Bell Canada, right?
Huh?
Is he Bell Canada?
Yes. No, he's from Huawei, but he's in Canada, based in Canada.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
So we had an alignment with him. And then as far as I know, there is no SO change. That's my knowledge of that sub-use case.
All right. So, but maybe you need to confirm with him just to make sure. Okay.
Because
right now the wiki page, I think, doesn't say anything. So it's just not clear. Yeah.
No.
All right. So maybe we just say needs to confirm with Henry Yu. All right.
I think there's a testing effort surely in this. It's not that no effort at all. It will have testing effort. So maybe require one resource or something to take care of that.
Yeah, this use case, basically, we are working on alignment with the layer one service.
Yeah, I know this is E-line support actually, right?
Right. E-line.
An extension, which is actually coming from E-line.
Right.
But we'll have testing effort. That's what I wanted to mention that so that we can plan the resource.
Right. Exactly. From SO point of view, right?
Yeah. Of course, the discussion is SO, so I want to be SO.
So if we look on this page, does it say that there's testing impact? If you look at their release requirements page, the Frankfurt release requirement page, which is the page with the big sort of chart that the TSC uses to track to see if there's things for, I think E-line has its own thing here.
Yeah, testing effort.
The name of E-line was CCPN extension, but maybe that's a confusion which is there. Because CCPN extension actually is three required. Yeah, CCPN E-line service. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But Lin Meng, this is different.
So there's no SO impact noted here.
No, but there'll be testing effort for sure. There'll be a testing effort on this.
And there's no commitment either. So I don't know what's going on here. Oh, SO test only project. Okay. Oh, yeah, it is here actually. Yeah, test only for SO. Okay, yeah, it shows test only. Right. Right. And that is here. Where'd it go? That's here.
You have a pictorial memory of all these things, right, Ben?
Yeah, I navigate a lot of stuff frequently. So, all right, okay. Okay, so next is the control loop. So the control loop stuff is it's a laundry list of things that need to be done. It's almost like... I asked them, I said, you know, a control loop feels to me like a basic project component, like SO and ANAI and stuff, and why do they have a use case thing? But basically they said, well, you know, it's kind of like a bunch of little use cases added together. So when I went through this list, I didn't see SO mentioned anywhere.
But I'm surprised SO is not in closed loop because, first lift, you can see Winpress, that should have SO, right?
Okay, so maybe this event-based thing might have impact. And is it shown in here? Let me see. All control loop policy. Okay, let me just see. SOD clamp. So I don't know that there's any. Let me see control loops. None of them indicate SO impact, I don't think. Let me just check the list.
Yes, I mean, if it's there also, I would say that we didn't hear about it, so that's fine. I don't have any commitment for this.
That's more. Yeah. So, but maybe there should be, right? Is there?
Ideally, yes. Ideally, I mean, because, but SO control loop will come for two different kinds of thing. One is for the scale up, scale down sort of thing when you want to do anything from instantiation perspective, and other thing is for the PNF PNP sort of thing. So I don't know if that is the current scope or something. So only when we look at the scope, maybe we can define. But anyways, right now I would say for control loop, I don't have any commitment.
Okay. So isn't that kind of a potential outage? Because the wiki page indicates.
I don't think so, because they don't have any SO impact, right? The wiki page also doesn't have any SO impact.
No, it does, right here. SO impact. Projects impacted.
It depends on use case, right?
Yeah, and the use case is this event-based common API.
I don't even see like you see on the priority project impact and all. Uh-huh. I have only seen that the first line of it was only half filled. Uh-huh. So I don't know what is this. You see, everything else is filled. Everything else is filled, but this is the only thing which is like half filled in the table. Hmm.
Right. Okay. But anyway, maybe you can look at this page later. So yeah. This event-based comment notification, maybe I'll put this in the chat. Why don't you take a look at this page and see if you think.
Yes, I'm having one discussion tomorrow with Pam, so I can discuss there too.
Because right now, this mentions some kind of SO implement something, blah, blah, blah. You can see if there's impact. So
that's not doubling anyway.
Yeah, they so if you go to the link for Frankfurt, it'll take you to this page. So maybe they probably didn't update it.
I see.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So for the MDONs, actually, there's going to be a dedicated meeting for that December 3rd.
Yeah, that's what's happening. For me, December 3rd.
Right. Yes. Right. Let me just edit this here. Oop, what's going on? What's happening? Somehow something weird is happening. Okay. Let me edit. And so for there'll be a full use case realization call dedicated to December 4th, sorry. Fourth is a Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, fourth is a Wednesday. Okay. Right? I think fourth is a Wednesday.
But December,
yeah. No, third.
Third is a Tuesday.
Oh no! Sorry, third is Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Wednesday. It's on the fourth. Okay. Yeah. So it'll be on a use case realization call again, and so anything in yellow is basically where we have an overview discussion with a particular use case, deep diving into that particular use case. So 2 weeks from now, we'll have a deep dive into network slicing. November 20, today's 13, I'm sorry, 3 weeks, wait, yeah, 2 weeks from now, right. And then there's next week, there's a discussion of the PlugFest and demos, and then the first week in December will be a meeting with, a presentation with MDONs. Anything in yellow is where, or blue is where we have a discussion with the PTLs. So we have had a number of dedicated discussions with PTLs. Okay.
For this one, all right, the MDONs, our use case, my understanding is last time and when we had a discussion with Seishu together in the pre-meeting, preparation meeting on this, I think it's the last question is not very clear, right? Seishu, you have a question on that, on the detail impact.
Yes, I saw a mail from you. I have to go through that again because I was totally busy with a lot of things. But I'll go through that mail once more.
Right. Actually, at the very beginning when we talked earlier, when we talked about this use case, the impact on SO, and then we are planning to introduce two new BPMN workflow to support layer 1 and layer 0. A service orchestration, and then your suggestion is to try to use the existing workflow as much as we can. We take your suggestion, and then basically the two BPM flow is one is the custom end to end custom end to end create custom end to end service instance workflow.
Create E2, I know what you're talking about. Create E2 service instance, yeah, okay.
Right. And then the other one is delete. So we are basically, you know, reuse those two flow, but make some enhancement to support our use case. That's the change. To answer your question, the last one.
No, but again, the same thing. When you say enhancement on that, I don't see any enhancement requirement on that because that is pretty generic enough.
Right. So
your requirement is more coming from a resource perspective, right? It's the requirement here is more from resource perspective. So I don't think we require to change anything in the workflow. All you require is a model, and it will be more like the model will be consumed by the.
Yeah, you mean from last time, right?
No, that's what I've been saying right from beginning, right? Because I think we can take it offline because it's already late. What I'm saying is we don't require to have a new workflow, neither we require to change anything in the workflow as much as what I understand from this requirement. So we have to reuse the existing one and make the model change accordingly or some configuration changes. But we can say that, no problem. If anything specific you require for...
Yeah,
because I've not seen your controllers. So if controllers require any specific information, that part we can check.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We can talk about this on offline because it does require workflow change. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can discuss.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. So let's move on. Change management. Lukas Rajewski had indicated there are. I think he sent me an email. I think he said that there are some changes in these REQ tickets.
We had this discussion with Lukas on the architecture, but the follow-up meeting didn't happen, actually.
Uh-huh.
So we need to check on that because I think the discussion was, if I'm not wrong, the same discussion happened in the architecture meeting, and we have to take it forward from there. Our call, yeah.
Okay. All right. So there is some indication on the website that there is change, but it's not very clear. Again, I didn't see any specific tickets for this either. So maybe there's some updates needed there. Okay.
This was also serious integration, all which I remember actually. Maybe that part okay. If Lukas is here, then we can. Otherwise, okay.
He's not. He didn't attend this call. So okay. All right. For HPA, it's test only, and maybe.
Yeah. And Intel is supporting on this. I don't know.
The wiki page isn't very clear. What it is, but it's probably just test only there. Okay, so for runtime security, there was there's just four left here. So for the runtime security, the wiki page indicates that there's an Istio ingress and connections to secure with at least one SO with SO.
I'm not sure about this.
Okay. So maybe you need to follow up with, if you go to the spreadsheet that I'm about to open.
Was there any recent update on this thing? Because last time when we discussed and I saw the PPT, the wiki page, I don't remember seeing this.
So if you go to the spreadsheet, right, this I had reached out at before M0 to every, between M0 and M1, I reached out to all the teams and I asked them, do you expect impact to which particular projects, right? And so these are the things that are on the page here that says, you know, so my use case spreadsheet would indicate impact or not, right? And for the runtime security, I haven't heard back either, but Srinivasa Adapelli is the person maybe we can contact.
Intel, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear specific to this requirement, actually. Maybe I missed or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so maybe, let me see. Time security. So maybe you can reach out to Srinivasan here. Srinivasa. Okay. All right. And Kubernetes cloud-based region support that indicates there's some changes.
I remember test only. Yeah, it's only summary you gave. Yeah, it's only test only. Yeah, I confirm with Intel guys again on this. Yeah.
Okay. And then for distributed analytics as service,
I don't think there's any. I mean, I didn't hear about this also.
So distributed analytics as a service, is it here?
I think DCA will have maximum impact on this. I'm not sure.
Oops. Oh, here it is. Okay. It indicates so that there impact. Is they're impact, showing I'm, impact.
I'm unaware of this.
Okay. Oops.
No, it's E. Yeah. E. Yeah.
And does the Frankfurt release requirement page show impact for? Maybe there's no use case for this. Let me see. No, there is, and quite sure there is. Let me see here.
That's yeah.
If we go to the DAS page, I think there is. They indicate change. Which I found somewhere. But anyway, maybe
can you search for ISO?
No, it's not mentioned this. I think I saw, let me see. Yeah, see they need to fill this out, which they didn't do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so this needs some more investigation, I think. Then the last one is the third-party operational domain manager, which indicates test only. But the Frankfurt release requirement page doesn't list anything.
But I don't think even test is required for this because this was only, I mean, maybe you can put test only or whatever, but they are doing only design time right now. For what I understand, Telstra and Infosys are doing only design time right now for this requirement. So runtime is not started. It will be for future releases.
Okay. All right. So anyway, my spreadsheet indicates there's test only. If you look for this third-party operational domain manager, it says so is test only impact my contact of the team. And yeah. Maybe you can contact Nishi. One of these. So to confirm,
Nishi Mata from Telstra.
Yeah, right. Yes, from Telstra. And if you need this spreadsheet is also here. You can download it, and it has all the contacts. If you need to contact a team, you can cut and paste the team emails. Right. Okay. All right, we're at the top of the hour. You made it, Sushu. It's midnight there, right? You stayed awake for the whole thing. Okay.
Sorry, Sushu.
Yeah. No problem, all right. No, thank you, everybody, for attending.
And thanks for making it happen, Ben. So yes, DST welcome. Actually killed us, but it was good. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, very good. Thank you, everybody. And you can listen to, I'll upload the recording at the end, at the afterwards. Yeah. Oh, did you want to say something?
Sure. I'll send you an email to arrange an offline in discussion with you.
Sure, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Oh. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
And I just saw some mails from Fujitsu people. I'm sorry, I'm in business trip, so I don't have my laptop with me, where I can check the mails and all. So I have asked some other guy to help in that because I'm just checking the mails from my mobile. So that's one issue, Shinmyo. So
okay.
Trying to work with me for some time.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Great. So I think we've identified a couple of maybe possible outages and certainly some follow-up meetings that need to occur. And of course, you know, you might find it useful just to continue to use this page to track issues and things. I know other PTLs have done that. We're at the time top of the hour here, so thank you everybody for staying over a couple minutes, and I hope you found this meeting useful. All right, have a good day. Thanks
a lot. Thank you. Bye.